flights leaving San Francisco every hour.
It's about 40 minutes from here. But during the solar or lunar eclipse, we observe fasting and then rituals. So what is the real significance, meaning?
We take all our desires for remembering God. So, fasting him during the eclipse period, maybe the food becomes polluted. You better not to eat them. It is to be understood that it becomes polluted. What your science says.
Science won't say anything. Science would just completely neglect. Because it's just a shadow of the... Because it just so happens that during the relative motions of these planetary systems, they just so happen that they are in the same line, that chance. So it's just shadow. So they just completely neglect any significance.
One business house, but there are many salesmen.
The expansions of business.
Yeah. Know what it means, the meaning of liberation. They are completely in darkness. What is the meaning of this liberation? Is it not?
Yes.
And that is the difference. We are, the living entity is transmigrating from different types of bodies, coming to human consciousness, and on account of developed consciousness, God has given them all his Vedic information, he should take advantage and should understand what is his position and then make further development. That is the aim of human life. But the so-called science means, human life means, develop consciousness for enjoying sensuousness, which is the business of the animal. They think that from bullock car to motor car is scientific. From lying down on the ground to lie down at a high skyscraper building in a nice bed, that is it. This is the difference. Or, if a man is drowned, if one can save his shirt and coat, that is better. The man may go to hell, but because his shirt and coat is saved, and they think it is not safe. This is their knowledge. Bohirathama.
Sure. So the principle is
concerned with the outward body, that's all. Certain possibilities. Actually, in the Western countries, there is the system. Inside, they're unclean, they won't take bath. There are so many perspiration germs outside. Cleans, coats, cleans. Start. Is it not?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. Inside the body, unclean. On the skin, they're unclean. Suffering from so many skin diseases.
England, the system has to take bath only once a week.
I mean, they take once a month.
Huh?
I have seen many friends of mine. They take bath. Oh, sometimes once a month, they never take bath.
In India especially,
but
that Europeans, I know, they after 4 days, all the coats and shirts become full of germs. These bugs, due to bad perspiration. They cannot. That way, it must be changed.
But some time ago, there was an article by a medical doctor in the Los Angeles Times saying that the Americans take too many baths too many times, so they have skin disease. I was so surprised to see that, written by a medical doctor. He doesn't know anything, but he's a doctor.
Our first concept. Because these fools and rascals, they are made leaders. And that's why the society is fallen apart. Bogus things for many days. They do not know what is the science of life. are dogmas that are really no pleasure to the science. Therefore it is dead religion. Advanced people, they don't care for all these nonsense bogus. Anything which is not Vedic, that is bogus. Right? Because it is not based on scientific knowledge. Actually, vijnana. Because vijnana samanya. Jnanam me paramam griham jad vijnana samanya. Therefore they say, we believe. And belief can be changed. To change also. Even the commandments of Bible to change. We don't give any importance to belief. We want substantial scientific truth.
In the course of history, there have been so many beliefs that have come and gone.
Yeah, belief means that it changes.
Yeah. Like the Egyptians, they used to believe that the sun was born every morning and died every evening.
No, why Christians used to believe that this world is square? Is it not?
Yeah.
So there's all beliefs means that is bogus. Source of knowledge, that belief is there. That is called astitva, found faith in the Vedas. By law of gravitation?
Yes.
More than so many others. So that is experimented. Law of gravitation?
Yes.
Eh?
But the relative distances between two objects. So law of gravitation says the force acting between the two objects is proportional to the product of the two masses divided by the square of the distance. So, and that proportionality is equally a constant. That constant is universal. That is called the gravitational constant. It's a number which binds these relative motions between two objects. So any two objects will have this gravitational effect. This gravitational force between two objects.
In the laboratory, these forces are two objects.
Yes.
They have been put into the space.
Yes. I think they have done in by measuring balance also, early in the discovery of this gravitational theory. And they found that the number is constant within their limits of experimentation.
So they cannot make any planet under the gravity hanging in the space.
They cannot make that gigantic job. But they can make Sputniks flying.
That is by machine. They are not standing. So long the machine is working, it is all right. It will fall down. What is this? That is not gravitation.
No, say for example, when when these Sputniks go above the gravitational force of the Earth, then they won't come down, even without a machine. It will just circle around. Without, and because they change from the gravitational force of the Earth. So when this, when they, so they call the entry, that means from Earth's gravitational force up to the Moon's gravitational force. So when the spaceship enters into the Moon's
I want to see that you make a planet like Sun or Moon, so that at night it will hang. There is no need of so many electrical lights. Why do they not do it?
That would be a very good idea. You know, some on each side of the Earth.
Yeah.
Then they'll need electricity.
At least let him make a small sun or moon. The problem of light is solved. What is the use of talking?
But ultimately, these machines are made out of this all these metals, so they will be disintegrated because of the solar heat. They will not last long, even if they fly. It cannot last forever. It's very temporary.
Why?
Because these are made by these temporary objects.
And moon is also made of temporary objects.
No, sun, moon are permanent.
Then a permanent, that may five elements. Hot water, fire, and the sun. Only respect this earth is made. Well, whole material, cosmic and distance made of five elements. There is no other finding. So some psychologist is coming.
Today?
Psychologist coming today, yes.
Yeah, I heard. Is it in the morning?
Yes, this morning.
What time?
9:30?
Yeah,
I think you mentioned 9:30, yes. A few of them.
Why are they interested to come?
A girl that comes to the temple got the engagement. She talked with them.
Any inquisitive soul would like to know something more.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Let's take it now. What is Jigyasu? They're called Jigyasu. And for Jigyasu, a spiritual master is there. Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasu Sriyam Uttamam. For the Jigyasu, for the inquisitive spiritual master. I'm now telling you, India is the best place. Still, even in such fallen condition of India, this is the best place for spiritual life.
Hello, Mayapur Shilpabad is how far from Calcutta?
60.
This is in Navadvip.
Yes, Navadvip area. One of the portion of Navadvip. Navadvip means nine islands. Mayapur is one of them.
Our Master Masai is from Navadvip, in Calcutta, Dr. Patek. So he used to tell me, because there was one Dr. Chakrabarty, Moni Chakrabarty, in our department. So
Navadvip is a place for learned scholars from very old times. Very big, big learned scholars. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather, Nilamma Chakrabarty. Very great scholar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father came to learn from him, became a student. And he was later married with his daughter. Students, you can accommodate very easily. And just when I am purchasing this house, if there is no income, then this rent of this house is maintained. It's residential quarter now. And if there is no income, so I shall maintain the rent. This is the idea. Take prasadam, little, and charge. But don't impregnate.
What does that mean?
That is in Omnipoma I can explain. How to do this meeting.
Remembering Krishna is the highest pleasure.
Yeah. Unless one comes to that black hole, and then this impregnating business will go. Then when it's an avigram, we should come. In the material world, this sex life is the center of all activity. There was no sex life, all these rascals would not have worked so hard. All big scientists, philosophers, businessmen, and they are simply working on the 5 hours, the pleasure. Nothing more.
There are some historical reports on these big scientists, like for example, Pasteur.
You have seen Shivalinga, versus Shivalinga?
Yes.
The vagina, Parvati and genital house?
I've wondered about that. How is
that is the material world, creation. Beginning of creation is on that basis, vagina and the genital.
People worship that.
Yes, they are worshipping practically. All their activities are centered there. They are worshipping.
This past marriage, he was so busy with his experiments. By the time he was trying to find out how the germs, bacteria are coming out from milk, and trying to other chemical means to find out, and he forgot his marriage because he was so much busy with his work. So a friend of him came to him, yes, oh, today is your marriage, so you should come from the laboratory. So he was taken from his laboratory. But he forgot his own marriage and everything. So there are some scientists who are, they call mad, because they just don't care for anything else except their scientific search.
His company. So here in the Western country, they keep company with dogs. So is it to be understood that he is also dog's mentality? Most people, they keep dogs. They say it's best company, best friend.
Their sporting proclivity is almost the same. They're playing almost the same way. Just like the dogs, they play, they play with sticks and balls. So also the human beings, they like to play baseball, sticks and balls.
After rain in Los Angeles, it is very nice. Because you smoke all the chemical coming out of the exhaust, they are washed away by rain, so it becomes clear. How do you fill up resources on pollution and universities coming out of the, this motor exhaust? So they have opened a new department in recent times, during the last few years.
First of all, they create pollution.
Yes.
Then anti-pollution.
Yes.
Then again pollution. This is the reason. Why do you create pollution?
Why they did this, they did not know that it's going to be polluted.
That means I did not know. That's why you are asking. That is our conclusion, that you are all asking.
Very nice here in Berkeley.
Huh?
It's very nice here.
Yeah. Last night the professor was satisfied.
Oh yes, I talked with Professor Stoll after the lecture.
Huh?
I asked him how do you think about Krishna consciousness. He said he liked very much. Or Babu, his wife is an Indian.
Oh.
Yes, he's sitting, one of the ladies sitting in front. His wife. Then they're talking about Prabhupada's minimize the needs. They do not need expensive clothes, so they're talking about that. So you don't have to spend money for buying expensive clothes.
The present citizens are simply wasting time by increasing the artificial necessities of all. There's no need. They think that if we increase the artificial necessities of the body, is advancement of civilization. Killing the soul, sending the soul to the hell, they lick up this sky covered building. This is the thing. They want to lick up. Just a dog. What benefit you get licking up this sky covered building? And sending your soul to hell. And next life he's going to be a cockroach in that house. That he doesn't. Suppose, what from this cockroach is coming? These, some of the living entities, they're turning to be cockroaches. Filthy life. Those who like to, they're like hippies. Don't take bath. Don't. What? Don't change. They're going to be cockroaches, that's why. They do not know this sign, how they are becoming. But in this life, as soon as he's got a good car and good apartment, he's so popular that he doesn't care even God. He's say, oh, what is the use of God? I've become God now. Wife is also a professor or what?
I didn't ask about that.
I think, Srila Prabhupada, that when Indian people hear you, they feel ashamed.
Certainly. Because they're giving up this culture, the rascals.
That another one, that he was an Indian professor also. There was a professor from India.
Was an Indian.
Yes, he said he teaches Buddhism in school.
Why not Krishna either?
The organizer of the lecture yesterday, he talked with us up to about 10:30, very late. He was just talking of several aspects of Krishna consciousness, you know, this, the meaning of life. We started asking all the philosophy inside Krishna consciousness. Later on, then he told us that they were afraid of asking questions to Srila Prabhupada. He started asking about the avatar of that 13-year. So he said that maybe he didn't put it rightly, you know. So he was afraid of. Actually, they didn't ask too many questions yesterday.
He didn't ask that. No book.
There's an ass in there. There's animals there. If they all agreed with you on that point, because all of them were studying books.
Huh?
They knew books were necessary. They've all been studying books for years. We had to agree
that. But rascals want a leader like that. So they're not serious. I press your eyes and you see God. That is going on. And these rascals take it easy. Oh, Swami Bhakti Bhagavanta asked not to this, not to do this. There is nothing. You press the eyes and you see Krishna. That means they want to be cheated, so the cheaters take advantage.
Sudra,
they have no knowledge. Kalu Sudra Sambhava.
Hare.
fairyland, and there is adult's fairy.
What is the name of this lake?
Would you like to see it?
Yes.